I was actually pulled over for those murders. I was driving a very similar car in 1966, and the police surrounded me in West Nine and got me out of the car, gunpoint, and asked me certain questions. So I was a suspect for about 5 minutes until I realised that the car, in fact, I was driving a standard Vanguard in those days. They had two different models, one with a slopey back, one with a boot. I had the boot, they were driving the slopey back one. The thing about him is that I remember it vividly. I remember the hunt in Hertfordshire. I remember everything, him being found, and the fact that he was supposed to be a jungle-trained soldier. Don't think he was. 48 years. That's roughly 25 years per copper. If people think that's all right, then fine, that's all right. Personally, I don't think it's all right. I'm very much against capital punishment. Don't believe in that at all. But he should have been kept in for life, because at 78 years of age, what's he going to do? He's not going to go robbing or shooting or killing anybody. He probably can hardly walk. I mean, he's going to live in a halfway house until he pegs out in about 5 years' time. So it's just pointless letting him out. Keep him in.
Can I ask you, when you were pulled over, because when he was captured after 90 days, and it was a huge story back in the 60s, this, of course, when he was captured, it was almost that he wanted to be captured because he was afraid the police were going to get him. How tough were the police when they pulled you over, Terry?
Well, they weren't hard. They didn't attack me or anything like that. But, I mean, the point that they were carrying 38s is a bit kind of, you're not going to fight them, are you? I mean, it was round about 6 o'clock, when six, half past six. It was still bright when I was pulled over. I just stopped my car at the bottom of Chippenham Road to get out and buy a packet of fags, and they were on me like a ton of bricks. I couldn't believe it. Didn't attack me, but it was kind of scary for a while. You think you're a hard man, you're a hard lad at that age. Suddenly, you've got a 38 up your nose, you're not really that hard, are you?